What's going on, patrons? Scott here, and it's time for another weekly audio update. This one coming to you a little bit later than normal. I've had a real busy day. Without going into too much detail, I was going to buy a set decoration for this month's theme, and I walked to the store only to find out that they are closed on Sundays. So it was a long walk there, a long walk back, empty-handed. It's a good time. But speaking of which, yes, this coming month's theme, if you missed it, is going to be all about comic book movies and TV shows. And at first I was thinking about just talking about very specific ones, you know, very specific, like talking about Logan and Iron Fist and Power Rangers is coming up, and I think I'm gonna do a collab hopefully with somebody involving the show Riverdale. So I was thinking, oh, let's just make it as specific as possible and talk about specific comic book movies and TV shows. But then a book came in the mail, a book that I forgot I ordered because it wasn't on Amazon Prime, so it took many weeks to get to me. And It's by Peter Coogan. It's called, I think it's just called Superheroes, The Secret Origin of a Genre, something along those lines. And just in the first chapter, it has so much information about superheroes and superhero movies that I really just wanted to talk about superhero movies as a whole. So the first video this month is going to be just talking about if superhero counts as a genre. There are a lot of people that say superhero doesn't count as a genre, that it's a subgenre. But Peter Coogan makes the argument that no, superhero is in and of itself a genre. So I think that'd be a great place to start for a whole month about superhero movies and TV shows by saying, hey, we're going to do a month of superhero movies and TV shows, but I want you to know that when I use the term superhero movies, I'm talking about a specific genre, and then dive into what makes that genre, what makes it a genre unto itself, and not a subgenre of something else. That's going to be a fun time. I actually have too many topics that I want to talk about this month, so don't hold this to me, but I've currently scheduled 3 videos a week instead of our usual 2 that's going on right now. Or 1, if I run late on stuff. But I have so many thoughts and so many ideas, and there's just so many collabs that I'm doing and movies and shows coming out that I really wanted to talk about a lot of stuff. I'm not saying I will do 3 videos a week, but I'm planning it. So if it goes according to plan, then yes, that's what I'll do. If not, then I hope I can at least get 1. We shall see. But I have a lot of collabs coming up. Like I said, some of them we're trying to lock in the date and the schedule and everything like that, so I won't say too much. This is Patreon. I say a lot of things, even when they don't come to fruition, because that's the whole point of this, I guess. But yeah, I got some Archie collabs, or I got an Archie collab coming up with Mother's Basement. We're trying to lock in the date on that one. I think that he wants it to be really early in March. I've got a Power Rangers collab with Redis 101, and I have, a Guardians of the Galaxy collab. I've got a collab with Owen Likes Comics. Just a ton of stuff coming up, you guys. I'm even potentially doing a video on Powerless, the show that came out. I don't know how I feel about that show. I have many thoughts, both good and bad, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I was just inspired by that show to talk about another thing. But anyway, a lot of stuff, a lot of ideas flowing. Here's another thing. So if you've been around the channel for basically the entirety of its run, you know that we usually don't do video reviews of things, right? Like, we usually review movies and shows on the podcast, because it allows for a longer discussion, and also I just don't want to turn the channel into, here's my review of this thing. I'd rather keep it as somewhat informational, right? Or informative, I don't know. But as YouTube demands more and more content be pumped out, I unfortunately have to play the game where I have to create more and more videos every week, which is why I've planned three, which again, I might not do, but we'll see. Along with that, to make things easier for me, I thought about starting to do reviews of movies and TV shows. Not everything. I'm not going to do like a review every, you know, day. Like, I'm not going to review trailers, probably. Yeah, I mean, I can't. I will. I've already started doing that on the Sidekick channel, and I think that's probably where that will stay. But when it comes to actual big movie reviews and TV show reviews, like Iron Fist coming up, then we might do a big live stream review. Kind of like the podcast. In fact, I'm pretty sure, here's what I'm thinking. We'll just actually record us reviewing it as like a podcast, but we'll just do it over YouTube live. So not a whole lot changes anyway, except everyone just gets an additional video every now and again. And I did we did a live stream last week, and it was super successful, and I had a ton of fun with it. So I want to continue doing those, more of those. Those are a lot of fun. That's kind of everything for right now that you need to know that's happening at NerdSync. The newsletter, I know I keep talking about it, and it hasn't actually come out in a long time. That's partly on my fault, on my end. We'll see about that, because it was supposed to come out two Sundays ago, and then it was supposed to come out today, because this is also Sunday, but it didn't, so I don't know. That's, I think, everything. Just a lot of, oop, and my cat is just jumped up on me, but, all right, ow, your nails are sharp. Cool, I think that's probably going to do it this week. Commentary, one last thing. The video commentary, one didn't go up last week, so I'll try to remedy that, posting one relatively soon. I'm going to actually just go ahead and schedule a whole bunch of stuff through Patreon so I don't have to come back every few days, because that's part of my struggle. But if I just schedule a whole bunch of stuff to be released, yes, good call. All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for being patrons.